ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
What's happening on the big screen and the small? What to watch?
Well, Bruce Isaac, co-creator of the popular podcast Film vs. Film and Associate Professor of Film Studies at the University of Sydney, joins us and will be our critic of everything on the big and small screens tonight while when Lee's away. Bruce, good evening to you. Welcome to Nightlife.
Good evening, Phil. Thanks so much for having me. This is very nice of you.
Okay. Now, first up, so we've got The End of Oak Street. That's a feature film in the cinemas. We've got Obsession, a drama.
It's on Apple TV.
That's streaming on Apple. Yes. And we've got My Brilliant Career, the wonderful Miles Franklin story. That's streaming on Netflix. Okay. All right, let's start with The End of Oak Street. This is a feature. It's in cinemas now. What's all this about?
Okay, so this is, I think, one of the best family movies for such a long time. So the premise is wonderful. It's set roughly in the 80s. A family, mother, father, and two kids hang out in a very neat, happy suburban home. And something goes wrong, and they are all transported, the entire street and, in fact, suburb, to prehistoric times.
Oh, okay.
And what eventually happens is they are now in a battle for their lives against T-Rexes and Velociraptors and every kind of dinosaur you can imagine.
So this is like Jurassic Park in the suburbs, is it?
Exactly. So it's like Jurassic Park meets, I don't know if people are into that 1980s, you know, think about films like The Goonies, Back to the Future, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, all of these sorts of films where they were kind of geared towards, you know, family viewing, but really exciting. And I always like whinge to my son that they don't really make movies like that anymore. And so I saw this and actually took my son to see it. And we both absolutely loved it. And Ewan McGregor plays a kind of, you know, down in his luck dad. Anne Hathaway is this kind of plucky mum who's got to save the family. And it's just one of the best romps you're going to have if you just go there to kind of enjoy it. You know, this is not going to win any Oscars, but just the sheer amount of enjoyment and excitement you get from the viewing is wonderful.
Okay, so some cosmic event plonks them there. Obviously, they battle to survive. And then, well, no plot spoilers here, but the matter gets resolved at some stage, does it?
The matter gets resolved, but can I say that the resolution is far cleverer than you might imagine it would be?
Okay.
So in a standard film, you're probably thinking, okay, they fight the dinosaurs, they find a way out, they're rescued. It actually isn't as simple or banal as that. What you're up against is a much more imaginative script, and the way they weave in the issue of the family and the children and the way they're all kind of spending time together. And the husband and the wife are struggling. They're on the edge of getting a divorce. So as is so fitting for Hollywood, this survival drama is going to bring the whole family together, but it riffs on time travel and survival stories and prehistoric monsters. And it's just awesome fun for that reason.
Here's a bit from the trailer.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones.
Run! Get inside now!
Mom, look! What the hell's going on?
I think that our neighborhood has moved.
In the past, are we?
How the hell is that even possible?
What are we gonna do?
We're gonna survive.
Okay. Well, sufficient action, I guess. Stars for The End of Oak Street, Bruce?
Oh, okay. So out of 5 stars, I'll give 4.5 stars.
4.5. Okay, that good. All right.
Oh, I thought it was sensational. Okay. So I hope people go and see it.
Yeah. End of Oak Street. It's in cinemas now. So check it out. Obsession. This is a streamer on Apple TV. What's this about?
Okay, this is such a fantastic film. It's a very simple horror premise. A young guy is desperately in love with one of his close friends, but he can't bring himself to tell her. Mm-hmm. And so he goes into a novelty shop one day and buys a novelty kind of item, which is simply make a wish and your wishes will come true. Mm-hmm. So he makes the wish and asks that she love him more than anything in the whole world. And of course, the next time he sees her, she is completely transformed. And the film is a horror film, but psychologically so complex because it takes a really simple idea that people can be desperately in love and desire somebody, but what does obsession actually look like? And this is a film that has got so much attention. And just to put it in the context for your listeners, this movie was so independent. No studio or major production company was funding it. The filmmaker put it together for $750,000, and it has since made nearly $400 million.
Good idea.
To give you a sense of what a phenomenon that has been globally, and it's because we are going through a huge renaissance of horror, right? We are watching, you know, I just literally watched Teenage Sex and Death at Camp Miasma, again, another wonderful horror film. And so to say that Obsession is maybe the best of the lot is really saying something. It's probably not for the squeamish. It's challenging to watch, not just for what you see, but kind of thematically puts you in strange places.
Okay. This is a little bit from the trailer of Obsession.
Have you ever actually, like, flirted with Nikki?
I'm going to go get some shots.
I'll come with you.
If she means this much to you, and I know she does, say, Nikki, I think we should grab a drink sometime.
Nikki, wait. I was going to ask you,
What?
I lost my train of thought.
Hi.
Good night. What else?
Why?
One wish, Willow. You only get one wish. I wish Nikki Freeman loved me more than anyone in the entire world.
I love you so, 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 so much. A love only the branch of a willow tree.
Weird how you two are dating all of a sudden. Like, super dating.
I think Nikki is going through something.
Like, what? Is she okay?
No.
Jeez. What kind of spells you put on her?
Okay, it's well, if you like horror, I guess.
Right, so you get a sense of what it's like. And from what you just heard then, it just dials up the strangeness and the creepiness of it.
Okay.
But I think it's really, just for people who are not into horror, this is not your standard, you know, schlock horror type thing. It's actually very complex and subtle.
Okay.
So I would suggest you give it a go for sure.
Stars, Bruce?
Oh, for that one, 5 stars.
5 stars, dear idea. Okay.
That's one of the best films I've seen this year.
Okay. It's on Apple TV, everyone. Right. Now, finally, streaming on Netflix, one of Australia's most loved stories, the classic 1901 Australian novel by Miles Franklin, My Brilliant Career. How many parts is this?
From him, I think it has 8 parts.
8 parts, okay.
It's a 6 or 8 part series.
Okay. So have they made a good fist of this or not?
I think they've made a great fist of it. So it really depends. If you're a purist and you've read the novel and you remember, you know, the
famous 1979 film, yeah.
Right, and that film in some ways kicked off the whole 1970s, 80s renaissance for Australian cinema. So if you are very attached to that and the kind of authentic adaptation of the novel, this might trouble you a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But what I found was what they've done is they've updated the feminist story, you know, the story of a kind of plucky Sibylla who's going to discover her meaning in life and her empowerment. I think they've done an amazing job. And the lead performance, which is, I'm just getting the name, Philippa Northeast, I can honestly say that I feel she just electrifies every scene she's in.
Is this an Australian project? I know Netflix is funding it, but it's an Australian project. Is it brilliant?
It's an Australian project, completely.
Okay.
And in fact, what it does is it does really wonderful things. So even though it's set in 1901, the show doesn't make any apologies for being completely anachronistic, right? In terms of, you know, it'll put in characters that were never in the novel, that there are attitudes, for example, that Sybilla has in this TV show that really don't make sense in the context of a young person in 1901. But the show is aware of that. And so in my opinion, it's actually been very clever and very critically astute in updating this for an audience that is really very much into, you know, if you think about all the Jane Austen adaptations, right, mm-hmm. all the Victorian adaptations where they've recast the original material from a different kind of position, whether it's feminist or whether they change the racial aspect of the film. You think of the recent Wuthering Heights adaptation. I think this is the best of the lot that I've seen so far.
All right, here's a bit from it, My Brilliant Career.
New Year fireworks paled to a shadow beside the light that exploded inside me at his touch.
It's a story. I made it up.
I think it's high time my granddaughter, Sybilla, were to enter society.
The only way a woman can have money is to marry into it.
Don't run out of time.
You're a bright girl, Sib. You need to have all your talents stretched.
So they can truss me up like a turkey.
Surprise!
And marry me off to some old stinker when I'm not looking.
Ah, oh dear, it's a wonderful, wonderful story. Much loved. My Brilliant Career. It's streaming on Netflix. Check it out. How many stars do you reckon?
I'm going to give that one 4.5.
4.5 stars. Okay. All right, Bruce Isaacs, our guest film reviewer today. The End of Oak Street's in the cinema, 4.5 stars for that. 5 stars for Obsession, a feature film streaming on Apple TV. It's a horror.
It's a horror
flick,
right.
If you like that kind of thing. And My Brilliant Career, well, who doesn't love that story? It's streaming on Netflix, 4.5 stars. Bruce, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Phil. Lovely talking to you.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.